With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. The Iowa Attorney General's Office says you should keep five things in mind while holiday shopping this year. They are: shop smartly online, avoid ID theft, be wary of unexpected emails and calls, know the rules to using gift cards, and make your donations count. Concerning that last one, the safest way to give on social media or through crowdfunding is to donate to people you actually know who contact you about a specific project. Don't assume that solicitations on social media or crowdfunding sites are legitimate, even when they are shared or liked by your friends. If you believe you've been scammed or suspect a charity is acting in a fraudulent manner, contact your local law enforcement agency or the Iowa Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division, that number 800-777-4590. The Iowa Attorney General's office says a six-year effort to clear a backlog of untested sexual assault evidence kits throughout the state is wrapped up. Iowa Public Safety Commissioner Stephen Baines worked with the AG on the project.
We thank the Attorney General's office for joining us in tackling this problem. And more importantly, we want to thank the victim advocates, the investigators, and the prosecutors who dedicate their lives seeking justice for the victims of sexual assault.
There were more than 4,200 unsubmitted sexual assault kits across the state, and the project used $3 million in federal grant money to test 1,606 kits.
The DCI Crime Lab is the only accredited forensic laboratory in the state that can process these kits, but the backlog had grown so large over time that we could not process all of them. So through this grant, we were able to work out an agreement with a private company that assisted us in clearing that backlog.
He says they were able to create a tracking system so victims know where their evidence is and also improve the speed of the system to allow them to process more kits.
In 2018, the crime lab processed 439 sexual assault kits. In 2019, that number was 433. Well, in 2020, with the assistance of additional analysts to address the backlog, the lab processed 1,298 sexual assault kits.
And this year, they've already tested 734. Baines says the process is now keeping new kits from sitting in evidence rooms.
Since the inception of this project with the Attorney General's office, the lab has seen an 87% increase in sexual assault kit submissions. Now, almost every law enforcement agency in the state are sending their kits to the lab.
Attorney General Tom Miller says with the backlog of kits cleared up, he does not believe it will become a problem again. The Iowa Finance Authority Board of Directors announced the award of a total of more than $9 million in grants to 27 local housing trust funds to support local housing initiatives. The grant funds will be used for initiatives such as preserving aging housing stock, subsidizing local rental and down payment assistance programs, and supporting housing for persons with disabilities. The Homeward Housing Trust Fund, which includes Franklin, Hancock, and Wright counties, will receive $369,374, while the Iowa Northland Regional Housing Council Local Housing Trust Fund, which includes Butler and Grundy counties, will receive $357,626. In addition, the Nyacog Housing Trust Fund will receive $285,681 for Cerro Gordo and Floyd counties, and the Region 6 Housing Trust Fund, which includes Hardin County, will receive $337,295. The first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in two decades was approved by the FDA in June. It's finally starting to reach patients, though most Iowans won't be able to afford it, at least not yet. Lauren Livingston, a spokeswoman for the Iowa chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, says it's encouraging that the drug is now in production.
It actually is starting to roll out in hospitals and clinics right now, and as doctors are getting the equipment to be able to give the infusion treatment.
Approval of the drug Aduhelm offers the promise of some relief for the 66,000 Iowans who are now living with the most common cause of dementia.
The barrier right now is the cost of the drug. It's still astronomically high, and that's something that Alzheimer's Association and other organizations are trying to call the drug company Biogen to lower that price so it is more accessible to everyone.
Reports say a year-long course of the drug now costs $56,000 per patient. As 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, Aduhelm has the potential to be a multi-billion dollar expense for Medicare.
We are expecting in the springtime in 2022 for Medicare and Medicaid services to decide if they will provide coverage for the drug. And if they hopefully do provide coverage, then it will be much more widely available. People will be able to get it, and the price won't be a barrier.
Well, there's the possibility the drug could slow progression of the disease. There's an important distinction. It's a treatment for Alzheimer's, not a cure. The city of Mason City has filed a municipal infraction citation in Cerro Gordo County District Court against the company that owns a building at the intersection of Highway 65 and 122 that had a partial collapse of its parapet in June. The city filed the citation against Highway 18 LLC concerning the Letts, Spencer, and Smith Company building. After the partial collapse, the city has had adjacent sidewalks and roadway lanes closed, waiting for the building owner to make repairs. Mason City says the sidewalk and lane closures have cost the city around $40,000, and in the citation requests a judge to order repairs to the damaged building be made within 60 days. If not, the city would ask the judge to allow Mason City to demolish the building and assess all the costs to the property owner. Highway 18 LLC denies the allegations and says the case should go before a magistrate and not a district court judge. A hearing on the motion to transfer the case to a magistrate is set for January the 4th. NIAC has received a $2,000 grant for their Power of Beekeeping program. The grant is provided through Farm Credit Services of America's Working Here Fund. NIAC will use this grant to develop a non-credit beekeeping certificate program. The funds will be used to purchase items such as hives, bees, protective clothing, and other beekeeping equipment. The program offers job training related to developing bee products and increases pollinators in North Iowa. The certificate program will run 6 to 12 weeks with meetings twice per week, and classes will begin in the summer of 2022. And today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program is the operations manager of the Iowa Work Center of Mason City, James Arvidson, who will discuss the employment situation in North Iowa. The Radio on the Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays during the noon hour on KLMJ, following the news, weather, and obituaries, with archive programs available under the News tab at radioonthego.com. For Radio on the Go News, Brian Fincher reporting.